disciplinary measures or
philosophy?
Yes, yes. My father was very strict. He used hickory stick. What do you call it?
Hickory stick. On you.
Me and you, Elvira's father, I remember, put two chairs together, laid us down on the chair. Well, but he did not hurt us.
That's a very important point. But it didn't hurt you.
Didn't hurt.
And you never held it against him.
No, no. I think it was a good thing. Instilled in us some kind of sense of respect and some kind of sense of obedience, of taking advice, and taking, parents' consideration.
But you didn't use this form on kids.
No.
Did I? Do you think she suffered in any way because of this?
No, she developed in spite of the...
of the leniency. Do you remember having any problems in raising your children, which were due to the fact that you were an immigrant? I guess that lack of English was a problem.
No, I didn't.
Your daughter asked me to ask you about your wedding.
Wedding?
She said your wedding in Hungary was unusual. What was unusual about it?
Well, my parents lived that time. But, that's a family story. I didn't hint or something. My parents were in America at that time, when I was in America. So I had nobody in my family to be with me when I got married. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, one cousin, a husband of my family. And Kitty's uncle and brother. We got married, state marriage we call it. Religious marriage.
Did you ever have a religious marriage? It was just a civil marriage.
But state marriage is, it's a valid legal marriage.
I had the feeling when you were talking about your father's discipline with you,
yes,
and his strictness, that this did you good. I had an idea you might be saying something about kids today. Do you have any thoughts about kids today?
About kids?
Today. The lack of discipline.
Yeah, I have, but I don't understand. I say it's not good. I think that more discipline, more strictness would be helpful. Don't let the kids too